It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, Friday edition, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier. On the ones and twos, Big Joe will be here in just a moment. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I got, hey there.
There he is.
I'm doing all right. You know, my body's recovering from Monday night, and So my neck's doing a lot better. Appreciate my neighbor Don, the chiropractor, the man.
Oh, well, good.
Man, the myth, the legend. That's really good. Fixed my body, so thank you very much.
But I'm glad you're doing better.
But it's Friday. Can't
complain. It is Friday. We made it to Friday. We're feeling good. JoJo's here. What's up, JoJo?
So I lost my wallet.
Yeah, okay. I figured there was a story here.
And it gets you out of your environment. So search the whole house. My dog's freaking out. I'm yelling at her because I think she hid my wallet. In those moments, you got to blame somebody, right?
Yeah.
You can't blame yourself. And then I go, and it's sitting in the console of my car. So anyway, so my dog apology. I'm sorry, sweetheart. She'll forgive me.
Yeah, she will. She will. Dogs forgive.
Yeah. All right.
You out of breath? I mean,
okay. Real quick, there's a red light on Donald Supply. You know how much I hate red lights.
Yeah.
And I think this is a government conspiracy to slow us down. The red light outside the station here is BS.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's garbage because it's only red light between like the airport and Antioch.
Yeah.
So there's one on Allen Road in Donaldson, which stays red, and nobody comes through the red light. It just stays red forever. So I run it. I'm running that red light every time. I'm telling you, right, I'm running that red light every time. Nobody comes
Metro's
through.
Metro's finest. If you're looking for an easy one, there you go.
Nobody comes through the red light. Why is there a red light there? I'm not kidding you.
I don't know.
Nobody comes through that damn red light, and so I run it.
Okay.
So I'm here. So thank you.
Welcome in. Yeah. It's good to see you. We're glad you're here.
I did the old Willie Donick two wheels coming in here this morning. Flying in.
You did. Well, hey, you know what? On time's game time.
But I'm here in the car. I'm here in Keyser with the update, and there's a lag, right?
Right.
I'm like, all right, Keyser's
doing the update. So you're freaking out, and you're like, what do I do?
Well, I got a little time. I'm like, yeah, Keyser just started the update, and then I realized there's a lag.
Yeah. Delay is what we call that.
Yes.
So we're officially in that kind of purgatory time, you know, the Pro Bowl, whatever that is now, is going on. There's we got one more football game, and it's next week, and then we just go into that time. That's just where we're at now.
What do we have to look forward in February? By the way, it's the last day of January. It's the worst month of the year.
Yeah.
It's over. So it's all downhill in a good way from here on out. So goodbye, January. February is kind of – you got the Super Bowl, but it's kind of like a standalone kind of month because you got the Super Bowl, but you got the promise of what's ahead in March and April.
Right.
So embrace February.
By the way, so how about this? The Vanderbilt women's team took on Florida last night. They won that game. 99-86. Michaela Blake's 53 points, a SEC record in that game.
For Vandy.
Nice. How about that?
How about that, Michaela Blake? Ain't she something?
That was pretty cool.
Thank you. How about that, Phyllis Diller? Ain't she something?
Is that your Bob Hope?
Bob Hope, yeah. Good. So was Florida ranked?
I'm not sure. Okay. I know Vandy's ranked.
Yeah,
I
mean, good Vandy, for them.
Both the men's and women's team. And I don't know. I can't think of the last time that happened.
Keyser was telling me that this is the first time since 2003 that somebody's broken a record like this. A rookie freshman.
Well, I'm asking the last time that both the men's and women's team were ranked.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Keyser, but no, that's cool.
Keyser's throwing out dates. It's January 19th, 2006.
Hey, look, he's a stat guy. He's all about it. He finds the stats. That's why he's the reporter. Thank you, Keyser. And Dr. Crane doing a great job back there as well. So, yeah, I'm just kind of in that, you know, it's like, you know, for me, as a big wrestling fan, the Royal Rumble's this weekend in Indianapolis, so I'll be watching that, and a lot of people probably will be watching that. But
wow.
It's at Lucas Oil, so that would be cool.
Well, it's also the Preds stink. That also adds to it. There's a lot that adds to it and everything.
The thing is, it's like they don't stink, but they're not – you know, it's going to be really hard for them to make the playoffs because of the start they had. Like, they're playing better. And so, but we're looking at it as at any time they lose a game now, it's like, okay. But, you know, because you know that there's just no margin for error.
In the words of the great Bill Parcells, you are what your record is.
Yeah, well.
You could play as hard as you want, but when you are bottom of the last of points, you stink. You're having a bad year. It happens. Every team goes through this.
Sure.
But I just, God, I wish they were just going like a 22-game winning streak, because I really love the playoffs in April and May here when it hits, man.
Dr. Crane has found it. December 12th, 2011 is the last time that both the men's and women's Vanderbilt teams were ranked in the top 25.
Nice.
Until now.
That's well done.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, and let's do away. Does the top 25 matter in college basketball anymore? I don't think so. Does it? I mean, it's great to say we're number one, but I mean, it's about the tournament.
Yeah, but I mean, like, rankings, we talk about this in football too. Like, the rankings don't matter until the end.
True.
We get rankings. We get the rankings, so we have something to talk about.
True. Yeah, I get it. But in basketball, to me, now anymore, it's like, nah, you know, just because you know what happens. You can be ranked third all year, but you get bounced in the first round. It doesn't mean anything.
Sure.
So, I don't know. But you got me. Look, man, you're not bringing me down with February. I'm excited January's gone.
I'm not trying to bring you down.
So, I'm really looking forward to February. And
don't bring
March,
me down.
And then on and on and on. And so, I'm looking forward to that. To get going.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, too.
You're just Chase is in a holding pattern right now, just kind of like we all are, right? Is that what you're in right now, a holding pattern? Just kind of just waiting to see in February to get here and roll on and basically. All that.
I mean, I'm excited about February because the Daytona 500, as Devin and Dixon just said. Come on, February. Joe, February is Daytona 500 month. Let's go, man.
I'm good. I love February.
Yeah.
I will not disparage February at all. It's February.
February.
You just skip like three letters in the middle of all Lebanon, that.
Chibble.
Yeah. You just don't. Marable.
Marable.
You just skip all those and you just Nashville. Go with that. But you got Royal Rumble tomorrow. You got is a part of this fatigue because the Super Bowl is it's going to be an exciting game, I think, but it's bland because it's the Chiefs and it's like, right. The Eagles are okay. Because we wanted the Lions and the Bills and we got the Eagles and the Chiefs. I think that's part of it for me.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I'll ask this for people for you out there. Do you want to see the three-peat or do you want to see the upset? And the reason I bring that up, you go back to was it 2007 season when the Patriots won, they went undefeated in the regular season. Going into that Super Bowl, I kind of felt like a lot of people were pulling for the Giants because they didn't want to see – because everybody hated the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to see them be the ones to break the record.
That's a good point. Has your girlfriend lost a game yet with the Chiefs that she's attended?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I mean, I think she was at the Bills game that they lost in the regular season.
She was on – I don't know.
I don't know. That's a great question. Taylor Swift is who you're referring to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking
for calling her my girlfriend.
I was looking. I was like, wait, did I miss something? I was like, wait.
Taylor, they had a little fling back in the Casablanca days. Casablanca. I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see her not be happy in the suite and watch Philadelphia win. I don't know.
Well, and I guess Kylie, Jason Kelce's wife, has said that Jason's going to pull for his brother, you know, to have a good game, but he's pulling for the Dirty Birds, for the Eagles.
Huh? He's pulling for both?
I guess. He's pulling for his brother, but then he's pulling for the Eagles as a whole.
That's like Jared says, here's what's going to happen, here's what I think's going to happen. Cover all your bases in every way possible.
I say that too.
I don't know. I think I like to see the Eagles win.
I'm kind of pulling for the Eagles. The thing is, I don't think people hate the Chiefs like they hated the Patriots. I think people are like more annoyed by the Chiefs.
Well, that's a good one.
But like, isn't Patrick Mahomes more likable than Tom Brady was at that time?
Plus, the Patriots cheated. There's actual proof that they cheated.
Right.
And I don't think the Chiefs have, unless I missed something.
No, but well, Andy Reid more likable than Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, now I don't think people hated Randy Moss necessarily, but. You know, you have more likable characters with the Chiefs. I just think there's fatigue because it's like, all right, you know, the NFL always touts this parity and, you know, but then it's been the same team. This is now, what, their seventh Super Bowl appearance?
Five. Is that right? 19.
Yeah.
20.
They lost
22.
1.
23.
1.
And now 24.
Yeah, okay, so fifth.
Yeah.
To win their fourth, potentially.
Yes.
Right.
Fifth overall. Is that right?
Yeah. But I just, you know, because, like, people started liking Brady when he went to the Bucks. It was kind of like that was the, you know, you had the guy that was in wrestling that was the heel for forever, and then he finally makes the babyface turn, you know, when he went to the Bucks. Like, Brady with the Bucks was fun.
Right.
Because he's, you know, drinking the tequila and like, having fun with Gronk. And
don't know where he is.
Doesn't have Belichick, you know, bitching about everything.
But do you know why we like Andy Reid?
Explain it again with those nuggies.
And the Bumble Fumble Rooski commercial. I mean,
Fumble Rooski, Fumble Rooski.
Chase, to answer your question from earlier, Taylor Swift attended the game December 3rd of 23 away at Green Bay, and the Chiefs lost, and Kelce did not score.
Okay.
Final score was 27.
So that was the last time?
Oh, no. No, there's been multiple other occasions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool.
That was the first time.
You are on it today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I will say, I don't know why I woke up at 1:45, but I was dozing on and off and woke up at 3. I was like, okay, we're going to be on it today. Just felt it.
And we're on it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You got here on the money. Chase was here. We're all here.
I don't like being late, though, man.
You weren't. On time is game time, as Chase says.
Yeah, it's okay.
I got to come in. When I hear that, I got to be here for the open. I wasn't here for the open. But it's Friday.
You know what?
It's so last Friday of January, 31st. February's here. It's a lot to be excited for.
Indeed. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coming up this hour, really in the next 30 minutes, we're going to have your chance to win tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale at 10 o'clock today to see Incubus performing Morning View in its entirety, plus the hits, with special guest Manchester Orchestra at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, June the 25th, which is the greatest day of the year.
It is. It's your birthday,
that
buddy.
That is my birthday.
What's the band again?
Incubus.
Oh, okay. Let's get it done, man.
Yeah, so we'll give that away here in just a little bit. As we're up and running on this Friday, Sean Henry going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Big Joe covers this at Silverado's every Saturday night with his band.
And Monday at Lunch.
Monday at Lunch. There you go.
Yep. It's a
great song. A little Diamond Rio.
They're back on tour. I saw an ad yesterday. They're going to have a nice big tour in 2025.
Oh. I'm going to see Diamond Rio.
Our good friend Jeremy K. Gover, his wife, her cousin is Marty Rowe.
I did not know that.
The lead singer of Diamond Rio.
Very cool.
We're all connected here.
Yeah, we are.
By the
way. Shout out to Gover.
Yeah, by the way, ESPN.com is bored too. Their top story is ranking all 30 Major League Baseball farm teams for 2025. That's how bored ESPN is. But their third top headline is the young lady from Vanderbilt that dropped 53 last night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Very, very cool. Real quick, let's get to the phones. Trey wants to weigh in on the Titans zoning that number one pick. Hello, Trey. How you doing?
Good. How y'all doing this morning?
We're wonderful.
Hey, I just want to say I'm pessimistic about the Titans and this number one pick because in previous years, I don't think they can coach up a player to be an efficient player in that position. I think they need to sell it off and get impact players because I don't think they're competent to take somebody's talent and create a skill set for, you know, a quarterback, you know. And I believe that they're just incompetent. And what do y'all believe? Do y'all think that they can turn a number one pick quarterback into an efficient player here right now, as you see right now with the coaches that we have?
Not.
And I'll let y'all go. Y'all have a good day. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
But I don't see them doing it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. Not just no, but hell no.
No. I feel sorry for whatever number one pick comes here.
Well, it depends. I mean, I feel like a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter. I know this is a dangerous statement. I don't see how you could screw one of those guys up. Now, if anybody can figure it out, it might be this team.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
But like I feel like those are safer plays than the quarterback. And so that's why I think if you're smart, and I'll tell you, I like, I don't know how much power Mike Borgonzi's going to have, but I like him so far. I don't know what it is. There's not much to go on, but I just the few things that I've seen, and now he's hiring 9 assistant general managers, and I thought Keith Bullock had the tweet of the century.
What did it say?
That basically, let me pull it up.
Yeah, because they hired like director of strategy.
Oh yeah, they've hired a bunch of people, and their names that you kind of know too. Let's see here.
I mean, she's gonna pay a hell of money when she fires this staff in a year.
Yeah, really.
All 13 coaches or people that she's brought in.
Titans got 5 assistant GMs to help the GM that probably doesn't make the final decision. Confused face. And then he says, yeah. It was a simple statement, yo, my bad, LOL. Most comments coming from people who don't know how things in the front office actually work. I'm always rooting for the Titans to have success. If this is the new formula for it, why not? Let's do it. Still doesn't change my thought. Keith, oh, no. I don't know if you're listening right now, brother, but I agree with you. I mean, that's what – look, dude, he's not wrong.
He had a follow-up tweet.
I know.
Somebody got to him. Probably. Come on, Keith.
That's all right. Whatever.
That's not – oh, no. Make a stand. If you disagree with it, it's okay to disagree with the football team.
I agree with his statement, though, the original statement.
Yes.
And that is and but I do wonder, you know, and this goes to how much Amy changes her mind, you know, Chad Brinker has not looked very strong with, you know, his statements and, you know, having a press conference without cameras and audio and all that stuff. Like, and Borgonzi has. So has she all of a sudden been like, okay, yeah, you, Chad, you come over here. You go sit in your chair next to Burke. You go sit over here and let Mike do his thing. And then he brings in all these assistants that I don't know exactly what they do, but – whatever.
You know what I'd like a story to be done? And it won't be done because they won't allow it. A day in the life of Amy Adams on like a Wednesday.
Oh man.
Just Wednesday. I mean, how much contact you have with the football team here? It's not a hit piece. Just no. What do you do? What do you do during the week?
Okay. Let Jim Wyatt do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Go the safe route. I'm fine with that. Jim will do a good job. Jim will make it entertaining. I would love that. Do a day in the life of Amy Adams Strong.
I mean, is from like 10 to 11, is she on a call with Borgonzi or Brinker? Or?
Well, and it's not even like, what does she do outside of the football team? Because doesn't she run the other businesses too?
What, Adams Oil? Is that what it is?
So like, what is her? I think that's a fantastic idea. And I have no problem with Jim Wyatt, who's an employee of the team, doing it. Just let's, you know, I'd love that.
Yeah,
let us get to know her a little bit better.
I'm with you.
I just my whole thing, and I'm not gonna let this go, is, you know, her not being at the press conference really bothered me. You know, it's like you've established you're not gonna get up and answer questions. Okay, but like at the other one, she's made a statement, she's introduced the person, and then she sat down, and you know it's kind of moved on, and she didn't even do that, and that just bugged me. And it still does.
Yeah.
I know I need to just get over it, but it bugs me.
You'd just like, I mean, you'd like to see it, right? Just, you know, we're not going to go down this hole again, but you'd like to see it and people being there and her answering questions. Never going to happen, but I don't, you know, now, you know, we have February, you got the combine happening, and then March free agency. I mean, here before you know it, and then April, the draft hit. So it comes fast, and there's a lot of react to that's happening down the pike, but. Thing is, you got the number one pick. All eyes are on you and what you're going to do with that. It's embarrassing that you have it again, like you had in 2016. But I really think they trade out of this. I just, for some reason, I just think that they sign a bridge quarterback and they trade out of this and gobble up more picks.
Patrick says, my Friday morning chest pains brought to me by Chase's. I don't think anyone can mess those two up. Sorry, Patrick. If no one thinks the coaching staff can coach up the top pick, then why not fire the coaching staff?
Agreed. Okay. I mean, do you really think Callahan – I mean, it's like they go to a party and they're going to keep Callahan outside the door. I mean, you got all these – the buddy circle there. I mean, you got to think Callahan feels uncomfortable, right? Wouldn't you – if a whole new management ownership team came in here and they kept you and you don't know anybody, wouldn't you feel a little bit like, all right, what's going on here?
Right.
We all would. It's just human nature for all that.
I don't know. I just – and I know you're going to push back on this.
Here we go.
That's fine. But, like, I want to see him with a competent quarterback and an offensive line for me to kind of make my final decision. Because, like, I don't think his dad forgot how to coach O-line. I just think they were that bad. Like, I think they got J.C. Latham, who I think still, you know, he's got to grow.
Right.
But I think there's something there. Skoronski, I'm really worried about. You know.
Cushenberry.
Cushenberry was okay, but there wasn't a very good right. I mean, Raiden's wasn't terrible, but you can definitely do better. Like, if they signed Trey Smith, I think we would all agree that you'll take that over Raiden's.
Yeah.
Now, you could push Raiden's to right tackle maybe and get by, but they got to do more than get by.
Yeah, and Trey Smith's going to get paid.
Sure.
Oh, you're going to have to pay goodness. Him. He's going to get paid. I don't know. Nobody knows what they're going to do. Nobody knows what they're going to do.
Including them. I don't think they know yet.
Yeah. I think Callahan is I don't want to use the phrase because – it's not nice, but I think he's a done deal.
Maybe. I mean, look, we've kind of hinted at it that they hired, you know, John Fossil as the special teams coach, a.k.a. the interim head coach. I mean, you might be right.
I mean,
the more that it sits out there and we're now going to have a year to think about it, Mike McCarthy and then, you know, his connections and everything, I mean.
But like, you really want Mike McCarthy?
I don't know. No, I'm just saying that Jared's thrown that out there. Like, other people have thrown that out there. I'm like, I don't want Mike McCarthy, but I could totally see it.
What about a year from now? It's Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers.
Ugh. I mean, I think Aaron's going to retire.
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. I think we get that resolution after the Super Bowl. I think he'll wait, let the Super Bowl happen. And then that way he can have the whole spotlight.
But is this how he wants to go out?
I don't know. He looked pretty done. But again, you don't make a decision in January.
No, and the thing with Brady, you know, his last game for the Patriots was that butt kicking by the Titans.
Yeah.
And he'd said, that's not how I wanted to go out. So
right.
I don't know. I mean, there's massive egos with these guys. So who knows what happens. But I don't think he's done. And there's a lot. Look, it's all about who you know and connections. So I do think they'll get a bridge quarterback. I really do. They'll get one in for 1 or 2 years and try to figure it out. Remember, we've talked about this all the time. All you got to do is be better than 3 other teams. That's it. You don't have to be better than the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Bills, just 3 teams in your division. That's all you got to be better than. That's it.
Yes, that is it. Coming up next, we'll talk to Sean Henry. A big announcement yesterday with Governor Bill Haslam and his ownership of a WNBA team. Sean will be able to shed a little more light on that, plus everything going on with the Predators. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's a 90s country day here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It was an exciting day for our city yesterday. To talk more about that, we bring in the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is on the line with us. Sean, when I got wind of this news of what Governor Haslam was going to do in a bid for a WNBA team, I'm going to be honest, I was pretty pumped. I texted you about it yesterday. This is exciting.
You know, it really is exciting. And, you know, Bill and Chrissy are just special. They really are. And, you know, when he laid out what we're going to do and why chase this, it wasn't just we should do this for the right reasons. It wasn't just a good investment. It wasn't just that we have, you know, the best venue in America it's played in, the best city. It was really a mixture of all 4 of those. But this doesn't happen without, you know, their vision and saying it's time. Let's break through the noise of, you know, when are we going to get a professional women's sports team in the state of Tennessee? Let it be us. Let us step into that void and do it. A lot of people have been pushing for this for a while. And, you know, we helped fund a few studies years ago. And it doesn't matter what the study says. We know how great Nashville is. We need an owner that's going to step forward and say, I'm willing to do this. And again, Bill and Chrissy came to the table and then have put together this ensemble of other owners that makes us so different, special. Probably going to be another name or two to drop in the coming weeks. And I'm excited about it. You know, I'm an old man now. And for me to get excited about, you know, more events coming to the building, you know, it's got to be special. And I just can't wait.
Okay, so people are, you know, asking the question of, with obviously his ownership of the Predators and being a part of that, and then obviously, you know, you and Michelle have kind of been in front of this, that what, how is that all going to work? It's two different entities, even though obviously you all with the Predators and Bridgestone Arena are kind of helping with this, correct?
Well, I love you and all, but people are really been asking you that. Come on now, Chase. That's a good setup and a tease, but the mythical people have been saying that. My gosh.
Hey,
like
my mother is not a mythical person, okay?
she is after giving birth to your big old head. It's two separate entities. Now, with that said, there's some crossover, of course, with commonality and ownership with Bill and Chrissy. We're the host venue. You know, we're going to have to do some things in the building to make us a little bit more friendly. But, you know, for basketball, it is build out a whole new dedicated locker room. We're also creating a new locker room for the Preds. But over the next 5 years, we're going to be putting close to $1 billion into the building. And we're not renovating the building. It's really building a new building almost as we play hockey and host concerts. So, of course, we're hosting it. SS&E, which does some external sales and marketing that we formed a few years ago. We do Austin Peay, run the Ford Ice Centers, run F&M Bank Arena. That'll probably end up doing some crossover sales and marketing as well. But they'll be dedicated employees to that entity as well. So we'll work very closely together. Really not that different than we do the SEC tournament, for example. So it's exciting for the building. You know, we'll be adding, you know, at least 22 events early on. Maybe that season grows, ideally some playoff games. But what I'm really excited about it, and you know how I feel about our events and games, they all build off of each other. The more successful our crowds are for hockey, the more concert tickets you can sell to that crowd. A sold-out concert allows you to sell more hockey tickets, and they grow together. This, the WNBA season, will be launching when we start our playoffs, pretty much. We'll be launching our season when they're going into their playoffs. So those two seesaws bouncing off each other allow both playoff years, both opening days, to be that much bigger and more special. You'll have some great crossover and, you know, stars and people that want to be at both games. You know, you'll have some natural overlay in season ticket holders between us, SC, the Titans, the Sounds, all the great colleges in town, and the Summit. And the key is we have to win the bid first, by the way. But you know how often Mr. Guy am on all things. It's stiff, stiff competition. I mean, the other groups that we know of, at least, they're all really good groups in great cities. But again, I'll bet on Nashville every single day against anybody.
Well, yeah, because you're Sean Henry, man. So don't take no. You're not going to take no doing this. All right, so let me ask you. So you got Peyton Manning, you got McGraw and Faith Hill and Candace Parker. And I don't know if you could answer to this, but it's also in the release that Pat's son Tyler is aware of this and consulted with the Haslams. Why? I know why it's important, but tell us why it's important that he's in on this too as well, Sean, if you can.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his name, you know, and again, Tyson became so natural. I forget how it got kicked around, the name, but, you know, obviously there's double entendre with, you know, we're going to be the top of the heap, if you will, going to reach the summit with this team. When you think about basketball, not women's basketball, when you think about basketball, if Pat Summit's name doesn't come into your mind pretty quickly, then you don't know basketball. I mean, it really is that right. Simple. And she's the greatest coach in basketball history. Not the greatest college coach, not the greatest female coach, the greatest coach. And I'll put that against anyone, you know, from Riley to, you know, cigar smoker Allback, you know, anybody. And she's the very, very best. And it's not just what she did on the court and what she did against a lot of odds when she started coaching in the early 70s. It's every one of her players graduated. I mean, you talk about excellence.
Yeah.
I mean, again, forget about multiple championships and undefeated this and that and setting the standard. And look at her coaching tree. It's incredible. Or the players that played for her have gone on to do incredible things. Every single player that played for her graduated. That's what you want to be with a franchise. You want to be the very, very best of what you are. And so we're very just grateful that he didn't just embrace it. I mean, he had some quotes yesterday that obviously were moving, but he was so grateful to the Haslams for paying us homage, and I'm sorry, homage, I should say.
There you go.
But in reality, it's all of us that are grateful to him for saying, yeah, I mean, I want you to use the name because it means so much. And it's exciting. It really, really is.
I agree with you. Now, here's something else. The bid was due yesterday. Did we submit it? Did you give it to an intern and did he fax it? Or how'd we do this? How'd we get the bid in?
You know what? We were licking a lot of stamps yesterday on a pretty fat envelope, and I just hope it got there. I don't know, man.
Now, how's that process work? I mean, those already submitted, but was that a hard stop date of like, it's got to be in today no matter what?
Yeah, like with any bid, whether you're doing NCAA bids or, you know, I guess bid on eBay, you know, there's an end time. And the bids are due at X, and you need to get it in before then. And we made sure ours was in a little bit early, just to make sure, you know.
Yeah.
Internet goes down, you see people running through the city. Going on and on, but we had some fun with the submission. And again, I don't like talking about the submission all that much because it is a competitive process.
Sure.
You know, you don't want to, you know, tip your hand and say, you know, we did this or this or this or what the numbers are, because you don't want to wake up anyone else and have them say, oh my gosh, we should, you know, do this as well. So
yeah, too late, other cities.
The package was delivered.
Yeah,
landed.
Right. All right. So the WNBA is a hot product. It's on fire right now. Would there be any chance they'd move that start date up a year, or is it set in stone 2028?
Well, even if things are set in stone, I've seen stone change. Right.
Yeah, there we go.
No, but I mean, right now we're following what has been laid out. But you know, they have a new team coming on this year. I think in Golden State. And then next year you have Portland and Toronto joining. And, you know, it's just natural for the team to come at that time. You know, for us, you know, the building will pretty much be shut down summers of 26 and 27 for some of the transformations we talked about. But if they called us tomorrow and said, hey, by the way, you got a team, but you're starting next week, we'd be ready. If they called and said, you know, it's 27, 28, 29, you know, if we get an opportunity to host the team and be awarded team for Nashville, we're in. And so, to me, it doesn't matter if it started in 25, 26, 27, 28. Let's just go. It's going to be fun.
Sean Henry is with us on the program. So, talking a little hockey for a second, we're excited to go with you guys next week to Chicago. I know you do these trips with different partners and things throughout the year. I actually, when we were leaving the Omni yesterday, I was loading up my car and I look back and I see Barry Trotz, who was there as well. So I talked to him for a second. This is going to be kind of fun to see, and we'll be doing our show from Chicago, you know, what it's like on the road.
Yeah, I hope you didn't tell Barry you were going. I haven't told him yet. Hopefully I'd just sneak you in the back and he wouldn't see you guys. You're both hard to hide, though.
He's always told me I can go, but I have to sit next to him where he can watch me.
That's funny. He's excited about it. You know, this is one of those special trips. You know, we use a different plane a few times a year to take our you know, some of our larger premium partners and sponsors. And it's pretty unique to travel with the players. It really is. It's fun to see how things move. And it's kind of incredible. We take it for granted, but for those that don't see it all the time, it's pretty special. We do still need from you guys your dietary needs and concerns, and then your bathrobe sizes for the team, you know, the gold.
Already submitted. Already this morning. That's what we did. It's already in.
Hey, are we going to see your old mentor and boss up there?
Who, mine? Oh,
how many people do you know that work in Chicago that used to be your boss?
Well, you said mentor.
I'm just curious how long that list is there.
Yeah. You said mentor. You lost me at mentor.
Burn him.
Oh, all right.
Ryan Porth, of course. Yeah, I'm sure he'll be around.
Well, I think I'm trying to hook up with a couple of old high school friends. That if you have a chance to meet them, you'll understand why I'm wired the way I am now. We'll see.
All right. Well, I look forward to it as well. Predators back in action tonight. A little road trip to Buffalo and then Pittsburgh tomorrow, and hopefully 4 points. When I did say to Barry when I saw him, I said, "Hey, have fun. I know it's the dad's trip. Bring back 4 points." And he said he was going to work on it. So that's the hope, right?
Yeah, you know, it really is a fun weekend trip. You know, it's such an odd schedule. We played on a Wednesday, then we played on a Monday, and then, you know, Friday, Saturday, back-to-back games 2 weeks in a row. This one's special. You know, a lot of the dads were here on Wednesday night, too. And it's always fun to see it. You know, I've been on that trip most years. I just can't make it work this year. And it is so much fun to see the dads or the moms when we do that trip watch their kids as if they're still 7, 8, 9 years old. The same way, you know, we used to watch Little League games or my own kids playing hockey. You know, you yell the same way. You fear the same way. But the other is the players normally step it up a little bit, right? Because it's special. Yeah. It's a payback time, you know, for those 5:36, 6:30 a.m. drives to the rink. And it is a great trip. It really is. And next week will be fun, too. But this is a big weekend. You know, you get 4 points, then you start looking at the playoffs differently. If you don't, then you're starting to look at those teams that you're battling for a lottery pick for, if you will. So it is it's a big, big weekend. As you know, I'm pretty optimistic still. We've been playing some nice hockey since mid-December, and it's a lot more fun, you know, winning, you know, 3 out of 4 games than the other way around. So hopefully that continues this weekend into Monday, and then when I'm hanging out with you guys in the Windy City.
You mentioned the schedule. Is that just a product of, you know, with the new TV partners, or I guess they're not new anymore, but with TNT and ESPN and just more, they're trying to get these teams exposed more to a national audience? Is that why the schedule's kind of, you know, because forever it was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, you kind of figured the Predators were going to be playing.
Yeah, we still normally follow that, you know, pattern for home games with, you know, a little blip like right now. But, yeah, like Monday, we're the only game on it, I believe. Which is nice. You want to be showcased around. So Wednesday we're, you know, featured in Hockey Night in Canada, up and down on their Wednesday night rivalries, I guess it's called. But yeah, when you have three dynamic partners, you know, carrying your games across, you know, two countries, it shifts around a little bit. And it's worth it, you know, for that extra exposure. There's no doubt about it. Or you can fall back on what, you know, most talking heads do. The league must hate us. That's why they're doing this. And, you know, you get a lot of funny emails and tweets and texts. Like Wednesday, what's wrong with you, President? Why are we playing 8 o'clock? You know, and that was from Jared Stillman, by the way. My kids got to go to bed.
Of course.
He's like an old man already, screaming from the porch. And the funny thing is, we played in California last week, and someone was so mad that the game didn't start till 9 o'clock. I was like, well, it's 7 o'clock in California. I mean, you can't play at 3 o'clock there. So, no, it's fun to be showcased, and that's where we are. You know, our record's not exactly where we want it. But I'll tell you, the league sure does showcase us in a lot of big moments, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, Sean. I know it's an exciting time, not only for the hockey team, but hopefully a new women's basketball team with that bid being submitted yesterday. Thanks so much for doing this, and we will see you next week.
Yes.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Hey, but before we leave, there is an opening day on Wednesday over at Memorial Auditorium, whatever it's called, with that basketball league. So I hope to see you guys there, too. If someone asks me what's the best way to support this bid, well, stop sending me your resumes to be our coach or GM or player reels. Show up. You know, start selling out every female basketball game in the town, and that sure does help push things forward. So I'll see you guys Wednesday night for a doubleheader, I hope.
Absolutely. Athletes Unlimited, for sure. It'll be very cool.
Awkward silence there, Joe. Where are you going
to
be?
I've been told to let Chase speak and not interrupt anymore. So. I'm tired.
Coming through.
Right. I'm tired of getting my lashes after the show. So I'm like, I just wait till he's done.
I'll see you guys at Globetrotters either tonight in Clarksville or the doubleheader tomorrow at Bridgestone Arena. Basketball all around us. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. Coming up next, your chance to win Incubus tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale in about 10 minutes, but you're going to get them a few minutes before. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. We are doing some 90s country today. A little Alan Jackson bringing us back here on the program. Appreciate Sean Henry for joining us. You know, there are a lot of exciting things coming to our city, including Incubus. They will be at Bridgestone Arena on June 25th. Tickets are going on sale in 6 minutes, so you can get those. But I have 2 pairs of tickets to give away right now. Before you can buy them, to see Incubus performing Morning View in its entirety, plus the hits with special guests Manchester Orchestra, this will be at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, June 25th. All you have to do, and we'll take 2 winners, is call and tell Dr. Crane, because we mentioned June the 25th is my birthday.
Yeah.
Tell Dr. Crane how old I'm going to be. Let's see who's been paying attention.
Because you said it.
I've said my age several times on the show.
This is easy. I mean, this is an easy
615-737-1025. All you have to do is tell Dr. Crane how old Chase McCabe, yours truly, is going to be on June 25th. That simple. And you'll win. And I'll be curious of how. All right, here they go.
What if nobody got it?
I would laugh. I would laugh.
Oh, man. It's really.
Plus, I want to know the age ranges that people are saying.
And it's not within two either.
Nope. You got to get it right.
You got to get it right. Yeah.
You need to get that?
I get probably 15 to 18 spam calls a day. It's probably somebody calling about your age. No, he's not 62. You can't get this within two either. You have to get
You got
to
get it right. You got to get it right. All right, we got one winner.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Dead on? Perfect.
Yep.
Is that the first caller?
Yep. Do we have two already? Nope. Nope. He's running through them.
Thank you, Carol.
I should just take some.
And let's congratulate our first winner. Thank you, Carol McCabe, for calling in today.
Do we got two? That's awesome. All right. We got our two winners.
Well, how old will you be, buddy?
I will be 38 years young.
38.
Yeah. So on the home stretch up the hill.
You're, 35. You can be president. Now you're 38.
I'm eligible. Yeah. Yep. I can be. Yeah. I'm good.
Be anything you want in this world.
That's right.
What's the best advice you ever got? You've ever gotten?
Be your biggest fan.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, you and Jeremy have kind of told me that my whole career. So,
but not, that's precise and concise. I like that. Yep.
Be your biggest fan.
I like that.
Yep. So, that is good. All right. Congratulations to our winners. Coming up next, we're going to have fun in the 10 o'clock hour. We always have fun, but we're going to have fun in the 10 o'clock hour. In honor of the WNBA bid, they're going to be called the Tennessee Summit. We're going to ask you our question of the day, which is, what would you name the next pro sports team to come to Nashville?
I love
it. Your options are, MLB is probably the most realistic one. The NBA, you can say NBA, even though with the Grizzlies, I don't see that happening. But what would the next pro sports team be named in Nashville?
But you could say Tennessee blank or Nashville blank.
Yeah, you can use Tennessee or Nashville.
Or maybe suburbs.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Music City. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 615-737-1025. Call or text. We'll take those next and have some fun in the 10 o'clock hour on this Friday. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.